Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, this is Kai McMichael. Thank you so much for listening to My Dad Randy and for tuning in to the Andy and Randy Show every day from 11 to 2. Happy Father's Day and go dogs.
My baby.
Man. He sounded like he could be doing voiceover work.
Dude.
Like that sounded so professional.
Yeah, I mean, she's going to college.
Yeah.
But people don't sound
but not everybody
like that
can
on
talk.
The radio.
She's not college.
She sounds very good on, very
she's
polished.
Well, she's acting.
She's sharp. She's an
all
actor.
The acting, yeah.
She's an actress and all that. My gal is sharp, man. And then Samson's like, I don't want to do this. You let Kai do it.
Couldn't be bothered.
Samson, he said, let Kai do it. I don't want
so
to do this year.
So that's crazy.
Yeah, because he's coming this year.
Right,
yeah, because Kai came to the dinner last year.
Right, right.
And so he's going this year. So he's like, well, tell Kai to do it. I was like, all right.
And so Sammy did it last year,
yes.
Right? He did the voiceover last year. And obviously, he's at that age. If he does it next year, he's going to sound like a different person.
Dude,
his voice
is changing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And I think, you know, and that was always my mother's, her thing, her line to me when I was getting older as a young man. I don't think because that voice change don't mean nothing. All right, because you know what a jab to the throat can do? Take it down. Yes, ma'am.
It's not where I thought you were going with that.
It ain't worth it, dog. My mama tried to always make sure, no matter what was going on with me, that she would always let you know that she could hurt you. She would always let you know.
I was just going to say, it's got to sound, because you know, like it happens pretty quickly.
Yes.
And maybe like, and this might not be true for Samson, but it might be true for other kids where like, your voice is changing a little faster than you're actually maturing,
yes.
You know? So all of a sudden, you're kind of whining at your parents about something. But
yes, you sound like a damn
like
baby.
A grown up.
Yeah, you sound like a damn baby. More.
You're whining more. In a deep-ass voice.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, yeah, like, you need to grow up, man. Grow up to your voice. Or something like that. Because I need to start picking at that man, brother, because that's his brother, and I'm sure he loves it. But, like, Anthony Richardson's little brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, sounding like that.
The young
like,
man has a deep Barry White.
Like, it is tone.
Baritone voice.
Yeah, it is tone. Like, he sound like Blue from The Temptations.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what he sounds like.
He's way
like.
Down there.
He's way down there, man.
He's a couple octaves lower.
But if we had like a Temptation male group, right? Us four. Like, I would want to, which one would you want to be? In The Temptation. Like, I would want to be David Ruffin.
Okay.
All right.
Sure.
But I could settle for Blue.
I would like, want to be Blue. That's what I would
want. You
want to
be Blue?
Yeah, I want to be the bass.
Would Bo or A be Eddie Kendricks?
I think that's probably Bo.
Bo be Eddie Kendricks, and then we'll let A be Otis.
I think so.
Ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis. So, yeah.
I think that's right.
We'll let A be Otis.
Now, I do want, you know, and this is just if we do this, and hopefully we do someday, I want to be the one that gets to do, not all of them, but I want to do some of the little talking parts. You know, like when – in Boys to Men,
right.
When
is that Michael?
Michael McCrary, I think.
Michael,
is that his
yeah,
name?
Michael, yeah.
Like the deep voice guy
yeah.
would do like the baby.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'm here for you. Yeah.
I'm sorry. That yeah. kind of sound.
And
I want to do
saying.
That.
Like, we can do that. we can do that. But like.
By the way, that one is one of the worst all-time talking parts in an R&B song ever. When
you're
he's like,
crazy.
I knew you were cheating on me. I knew you were leaving.
Oh, I thought you meant like the part.
All those nights you went out. I knew what you were doing. End of the road, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But
it's like, dude, you sound sound ridiculous.
I mean, they all were kind of. I love the song. Don't get me wrong.
I love it too.
I remember when Boomerang came out and that part where he was him and old girl. They were sitting there. Ding, ding. Yeah, I remember that part. But I still to this day think it's one of the softest damn songs ever.
I love
because
the song.
Of the fact this man was talking just like that.
Yeah.
You, all those nights that you went out with that other fella, baby, I knew about it, but I didn't care. What did you care about then?
Yeah, what are we talking
what
about?
What are we talking about,
what
dog?
Exactly, man, are we talking about?
Yeah, why ain't that? End of the road. No, the road has been in it.
Yeah, the road's over.
The road is over.
The road is long over.
No, you took a damn, you took the detour too.
I know. Yeah. I know. It's, again, love
it's a great
the song.
Song.
Great song.
Great song.
Great song.
But soft ass meeting.
You listen closely to that message. It's like, what's going on here?
Baby.
Is this a get you back song?
That man
like,
said, baby.
I don't want you back.
I knew about it. I just didn't care.
I just didn't care.
Understand how much I love you.
I love you.
What the hell's wrong with you?
Come back.
Who was your daddy?
Come back.
Yeah, who's your damn daddy? Come back. Please.
Yeah, you can. No, you're not coming back.
Lost your damn.
But anyway, I want to do one of those.
Okay, we got you.
Okay, good.
We got you.
Just so long as we're good on that
we
one.
We got you.
Hey, U.S. Open week is here. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is your home of major championship coverage in Atlanta. We got J.J. Spahn still leading. He hasn't teed off yet. Tees off in about 5 minutes. Nobody's been able to catch him, though. He's at 4 under. Sam Burns, 3 under for the tournament, 5 under for the day. So he's having the best round out there. Victor Hovland, 3 under for the day, 2 under for the tournament. So getting some more recognizable names at the top. Yeah. I would imagine by the end of the day today, you're going to know most of the names. All right. That is brought to you by the Georgia Hemp Company. Check out our new locations, Trajan Wealth, your trusted local fiduciary advisors, by Twin Peaks, Eats, Drinks, and Scenic Views, by Bobby Jones Golf Course Atlanta, open to everyone, and by Humberto Injury Law when it's game time and winning is the only option. That's U.S. Open coverage all week long on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let's get to the back page with Bo.
Come to my bed.
Brought to you by Salomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their 3 locations or shop online at SalomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Salomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Life is not without controversy. So let me set the stage for you right quick. Number one seeded Buford Wolves, who pretty much just win everything in Gwinnett County and a lot of state championships as well. The number 5 seeded Norcross Blue Devils. We scratch and claw for everything we get, and we earn it.
Yeah, get it out of the mud.
We're playing the number 1 seed last night in the Tri-County Tournament. Now, this is the tournament that does feed into Braves Country baseball, softball at Truist Park in and around Cobb County. Could lead to another tournament over there.
Yeah, this is the path towards playing at
Correct.
Truist.
Yep.
Right.
So we have to take on the number 1 seed last night. We are bottom of the 3rd inning. We allow them to take the lead by 2 runs. Get to the top of the 4th. We score all 5 runs that we are allowed to score in the top of the 4th. That brings Buford up to bat in the bottom of the 4th. Time has expired at this point. So all we have left is the bottom of the 4th. Either we hold them to 3 outs or they win the game. All right, so we get an out by strikeout. We get another batter up and get 2 strikes on her. So we're in the bottom of the last inning. Time's expired.
Game over.
1 out recorded.
Game
2 strikes on the next hitter.
You're winning.
And the bottom falls
and
out.
And y'all are winning.
Right.
We
and then,
just
everybody
get it
saw it.
Dumped on
yeah,
us.
Yeah, the weather went nuts.
Oh,
yesterday.
My goodness gracious. Did not stop. The field's probably still underwater.
Yeah.
So the decision is made that we're going to pick this game up right where it left off this evening, 6 o'clock. Buford City Parks has been kind enough to let us use their field so that it doesn't interfere with any other games going on at North Gwinnett, which has been a great host for this tournament, by the way. And now all of a sudden it turns out that the scorebook's missing.
How's the scorebook missing? Y'all remember the score, right?
So it was rainy. Okay. People are confused and running around. Traffic sucks. I get it. But the scorebooks are supposed to be turned into the umpires or to the officials of the tournament after every game.
Who's,
now, this game did not finish.
Who is keeping it?
Oh, that's going to be the home team, Andy.
Okay.
I'm
not saying
fishy.
The scorebook's not going to turn up. I'm not saying that the scorebook's been pencil whipped by any stretch of the imagination. Because let's hope that it hasn't. People are honest these days for the most part.
For the most part.
Yeah, for the most part.
Yeah.
But the fact that it's just missing in general just kind of raises some questions. Mm-hmm. Now, thank the goodness that...
Questions like?
I don't know.
Where is it?
Is it being pencil whipped?
Is someone cheating?
Are we going to lose an out in 2 strikes?
Yeah.
And have to get all... Now, look, I got all the faith in the world in my girls that we will record all 3 outs if that's what we have
to
do.
All I got to do is record 2.
Right. Well, we should only have to record two, but if there's no scorebook, there's no way for us to prove.
What if somebody took that eraser to that scorebook?
Yes. Now, thankfully, Coach Getz, who works across the street at the AJC, did take a picture of the scoreboard. And I've got GM Jessica on the line, like, ready to make a call into the radio station right now to fight the cause against the man.
Sounds like you got, like, a pretty good case.
Well, we have a great case, but we don't have the official scorebook.
Man,
so it all depends on what the official scorebook says.
Let's not get to fight them.
If and when it's found.
So why do you need the scorebook if you know the score and the outing?
We even have a picture of the score, but that does, I mean.
But you have the outs.
There's an official scorebook, and it has to be recorded in the official scorebook for it to count.
So if you can't find it, then you got to start the game over?
Oh, no, that's not happening. No, we all know what inning it was.
Right.
And apparently their coaches know what inning it was. Wow. They're just kind of loopy on how many outs there were in there.
All right, well.
Get the hell out of here.
This is a good cliffhanger.
Hold on. We got to get sorted. Get the hell out of here. Are the other coaches saying they can't remember how many outs it was?
Rumor has it, at least one coach has said that there were zero outs.
Oh,
wow. Already.
Now, I'll get more to the bottom of this after, you know, we get off the air a little bit later.
Right, of course.
Whatnot,
of course. I just, man, like.
That's some bull jive.
Just, you know.
I even have a text message from when I text y'all
be
in the
careful.
Rain in
of
my
course.
Car.
No, we have proof.
Y'all never believe what just happened.
We have proof. You texted last night.
There's all kinds of different
night.
Layers yes. of proof of what happened. Yeah, let's, all right.
You just texted last night.
Be careful. Don't do anything you're going to regret.
Man, I'm not that guy. Like, I got to lead by example.
I know.
I'm still coaching 10 and 11-year-olds. But I'm not going to go up there and curse at somebody and
sometimes
know, kick dirt.
Drastic you times know. Call for drastic measures.
Yeah.
Just don't get in trouble. We only need one of us going to court per week.
Yeah.
For real? Okay? All right. Let's get to some sports jeopardy.
Yeah.
Well, it'll be a lightning round. Andy.
Randy.
In NHL history, only one father-son duo has...
Andy. Brett and Bobby Hull.
That is correct. Andy off to a 1-0 lead. Which father-son duo in NBA history has the most combined career points? Randy.
Kobe and Jelly Bean.
That is incorrect. They are second.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yes.
Is it LeBron and Bronny?
That is correct. They passed him
just because LeBron,
year.
You know,
62 points. I think Bronny has added
right?
to the total.
Okay,
3,000 more than Kobe and Jelly Bean, 4,000 more than Dell and Steph.
Oh yeah, right.
Which MLB father son duo each hit over 50 home runs?
Randy. I don't know. I'm going to say Griffey and his dad.
That is incorrect. Good. Each hit over 50 home runs in a season and ended their career with an identical.
Dude, why do we keep getting this damn question?
The Fielders.
Yes.
All right.
The Fielders. Cecil
it's
and
like the fourth
I don't
prince.
Have a lot of Father's Day got Father's Day stuff
it
here.
It is amazing, though, that they finished their careers with the same amount of home runs.
Did
that
they have
the same
injury? Because I know Junior had the neck, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. That's a good question. Prince Fielder was so fun for, like, I don't know how long, three years, however long it was, but it was awesome.
Butch May was on the 1968 Olympic team, and his daughter, Misty, was a three-time medalist in which summer game sport?
Right, beach volleyball.
Volleyball is correct.
Right, no clue.
Kerry Walsh, Griffey's, and Misty May Trainer.
Yes, correct. The Griffies and LeBron and Bronny, famously father-son duos that have played together. Which hockey dad played with two of his sons, Marty and Mark, at the same time,
Randy.
On the same line for Hartford. Did I hear Randy?
Oh, he said Hartford. Oh.
In 1980.
Oh, I'm just cussed. Howe.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Gordie Howe played with Marty and Mark Howe with the Hartford squad in 1980.
That's crazy.
Yes.
Brock Lesnar was a proud father yesterday. Probably a proud father every day, but proud father yesterday when
Some
his daughter
you're more proud than others.
Daughter Maya won a track and field individual championship. Randy.
She is a shot putter, right?
That is correct. Yeah. The only one over 19 meters yesterday. Which football father, whose son is a collegiate high jumper, had 24
Randy.
Randy.
Randall Cunningham.
That is incorrect.
And is Randy. It's him.
Of course it's Randy.
Damn!
It's Randy McMichael.
And Andy's the
damn,
winner.
Damn.
Yeah. But you know what, though?
What's the question? What's the damn question?
Which football father whose son is a collegiate high jumper had 24 career touchdown receptions in the NFL?
Damn. I thought you were going to do that. Because Randall Cunningham's son is a world-class
high jumper.
Yeah, Vashti
is a very good high jumper.
That's a good
– but it was
whatever,
you. It was
man.
You.
Good opportunity for you to tell
you
a cool story.
But you can't take mine, man, because I'm telling you, when there's never – like, my Father's Day has got off to the best start ever. One, because I'm a father to these wonderful kids. But my son – got officially put on scholarship yesterday at West Georgia. And I was so excited. I almost wrecked going up 85 because it calls me and says, Dad, I got something to tell you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I was like, oh, hell. And he tells me this, that my boy's on scholarship up there at West Georgia. So I'm just as proud as hell of that kid.
That's beautiful.
He worked his ass off to get to where he is, and I just appreciate everybody up there.
Congratulations to Isaiah.
Yeah, man. But damn it, I thought it was Randall Cunningham.
That's so awesome that the answer was Randy and you didn't get it right. That's like a pretty humble deal to like not even, yeah. All right. Let's take a break. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.